at Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat. JGCK is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Johnny F62 is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Peg McGroin is on. General Plowman is on. Judy Anita is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. My favorite show is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Alf Akers is on. Let me see. Robin Aroni is on. Michelle Tao is on. Hefner's on. Arcadia Angel is on. Let me see. Veronica 18201 is on. Let me see here. What is that? Leomi Thus is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Scrolling down here. Mike Griffith is on. TJT1 is on. Spread out tonight. Let me see. Lots of comments. Let me see. Scrolling down here. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Sunwoo 45 is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Let me see. Grab one or two more. Lisa Kinzer is on. Snodot 311 is on. Man 26 is on. Ski 864 is on. Last one, Conservative Warrior, is on. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you. Let's go right to it. Libs the TikTok tweet. There is a big, we're going to get into Charlie Kirk stuff too, as always, tonight, but I'm going to launch with Trump stuff and Cash Patel on Capitol Hill. Got that. A little bit of Democrat stuff, and then we'll launch into some Kirk stuff, more from the Israel angle. And just so everybody knows, I'm not saying Israel did anything. I'm saying that you should be allowed to talk about it.
Yep.
That's my whole thing. And not shutting any doors. I'm not saying Israel had anything to do with it at all. Again, you just have, there cannot be anything. And here's the scary thing. I didn't even mean to get into talking about this tonight, but when you have Pam Bondi, and like, Tom, you seem to be kind of back and forth on Pam Bondi. I am very much back and forth on Pam Bondi. Like, some days she's okay. I wanted Matt Gaetz. If not Matt Gaetz, I wanted Ken Paxton. If not Ken Paxton, then I would take Bailey out of Missouri, somebody like that. I didn't really want Pam Bondi. It's not because I necessarily think that she's ineffective. It's just everything she does appears to be contrived. I mean, everything she seems to say, it appears that she's reading it off of some sort of approved talking points instead of actually coming from her soul, which I just don't like it. I don't like the feel that I get. But she's out there talking right now, you know, right out of the ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt. ADL is the Anti-Defamation League, which is used as a leverage point to kick people like you and me off of social media. When we say any, like Soros, like if you say George Soros is from Israel, that's considered to be defamation. It's considered to be anti-Semitism. And has been used to kick prominent conservative voices off of social media. That should never be allowed. So that's where I stand on Israel is I don't think there's a Jew under every evil thing that happens. I don't believe that. But what I also believe is that Israel does evil things. Now, I also believe that Hamas does evil things to Israel, and Israel does evil things to Hamas, and that they want to fight, and there's nothing we can do about it. But my point on Pam Bondi was this, is that she is now talking like she is an attorney for the ADL. She's talking about there is, how many of you heard this coming from the left? There is speech, but that, there is free speech, but that doesn't give you the right to espouse hate speech. Bull crap, it doesn't. You blonde bimbo, what are you talking about? That is the very purpose of free speech, is for me to espouse speech that somebody else might hate. That's the purpose of free speech.
Yep.
Not approved speech by any person, place, or thing, but free speech that other people don't approve of. I mean, are we going to now have the Trump administration version of Nina Jankowicz, the Disinformation Governance Board? That's the problem, is that at any moment, any government can go totalitarian. Any government can go socialist. Any government can go communist. And this is what's going to happen. You set that up now, and hate speech is solely anti-Semitic. What else would it be? I don't know what else it would be. If hate speech about Charlie Kirk, you can't ban hate speech against Charlie Kirk. You make them pay for the speech that they have. You can't ban it.
Right.
You make them pay for it. Yeah. Okay, if they crossed into a defamation line, you sue them for defamation. if they said they rejoiced at the death of Charlie Kirk, the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, then you simply send a copy of that video to their employer. And there's been, I believe Alex Jones said, 400 teachers fired so far. Good. Bye-bye. See you later. That's what you get. No, nobody's going to get, nobody took your right away for you to espouse that speech. But now that school system does not have to employ you either. Remember, we learned that from you guys on the left now. We learned that from you guys on the left. Any entity, any private entity, any government entity that doesn't want to employ you, that's perfectly fine because that's up to them. That's what we heard from you. Remember? You taught us a whole bunch of different rules.
Yep.
You espoused a whole bunch of new rules for us to follow. You know, if you have nothing to worry about, then you shouldn't worry about. If you didn't commit any crimes, you shouldn't worry about being investigated. That's what you told us. So we should welcome investigations, even though they bankrupt you when they do it. But I mean, other than that, you should just welcome it because if you have nothing to hide, then you shouldn't worry about an investigation, right? I mean, that's what you, and many other things you told us to. So we're just going by your rules. You said gloves off. That's the new rules. Gloves are off. We're not gonna go by the gloves on rules when your gloves are off. So, but I mean, Pam Bondi is on video espousing this. What are you talking about? So what will be hate speech? I guess we're gonna have to set up. Imagine this: a committee with Jasmine Crockett and Swalwell on it. Ugh. That espouses, hey, what is hate speech? That we're gonna do because for Swalwell, banging foreign spies is no problem at all. But if you say anything about him banging foreign spies, that's hate speech because you hate Eric Swalwell. See? And that's exactly what's going on in Great Britain. And now Great Britain, we played the video from months ago. It's really, the video is probably from over a year ago where Great Britain, if you compare arrests for speech in Great Britain versus arrests for speech in Russia, you have 3,000 per year in Great Britain, and 300 per year in Russia. Now you have 15,000 per year in Great Britain and 300 in Russia. That's where it's at. That's real. That's the real deal. If you rape a 12-year-old in Great Britain, you'll get an ankle monitor and released on your own recognizance. If you put on social media that Pakistani low IQ inbred never should have raped that 12-year-old, then you're going to prison for 3 years. It's a fact. It's an absolute fact. Pull it up anywhere. Pull up sites like Tommy Robinson that actually put out the true statistical data. You'll see it. That's exactly what's going on. We cannot drift. Listen, if somebody wants to say horrible things about Charlie Kirk, they have that right.
Yep.
You have to stand by. Charlie Kirk would. Charlie Cook stood in front of people. I watched a video of him today. Watching a woman tell him that he had all kinds of things jammed up his anus.
Yeah.
I mean, he just sat there and took it. But you know why? It's great media for him. He sat there and took it. And then he answered back, but he didn't try to ban her speech. And that was certainly hate speech, would everybody agree? Oh, yeah. Standing right next to him was Riley Gaines. And then the woman denigrated Riley Gaines, calling her that she looks like, and she's beautiful, so what a joke. But anyway, because saying that she looks like a trans athlete.
Yeah,
right. I mean, she's beautiful. I mean, knockout, beautiful girl. But anyway. I mean, so, and Riley Gaines smiled. And Riley Gaines doesn't want that woman. That woman has the right to say that Riley Gaines looks like a trans athlete. She has the right to say it. Go ahead, say it. Okay, if it drifts into the defamation realm, then that is a civil penalty. That is a civil case. You're allowed to say it. You may end up paying $1 million, but you're still allowed to say it. You're not going to prison for it. Everybody see it? And you can have now the Attorney General of the United States saying that their speech, and you're allowed, if there is a First Amendment, and there is free speech, but that doesn't allow you to speak hate speech. Oh, really, Pam? Then who's going to be the arbiter of hate? Because that means if I say Joe Biden sucks, is that not hatred towards Joe Biden? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Right? It is. I mean, I don't hate the guy. I'm just saying that would be considered to be hatred towards him, right? So that's hate speech, right? I mean, then that's exactly what's going on in Great Britain, in France, and many other countries right now. All right, but back on the topic here. Let's go to Capitol Hill. Libs of TikTok tweet, holy crap, the Senate Judiciary Committee just released documents revealing the FBI, Biden FBI, targeted 92 Republican organizations as part of its witch hunt investigation against Trump. Organizations included Charlie Kirk's TPUSA, GOP, Trump companies, and Republican PACs. So now we know, just putting this out there, because I love when the numbers actually come out. Because you and I have been saying we're being attacked by the Biden administration or by any leftist organization. Any leftist organization. We had the IRS turned against us by Lois Lerner and the Obama administration. Now we actually see the numbers coming out of the Biden administration, which we all know was the third Obama administration, run by the exact same people like Susan Rice and Ron Klain. But anyway, and the auto pen. Never forget the power of the auto pen. But anyway, so now we see it, and that was actually an operation called Arctic Frost. And they were targeting Republican organizations, using the government to do so. Now, right, on all of the leftist shows, CNN, MSNBC, all the leftist punditry shows, you will see people come on there talking about how Trump is weaponizing the DOJ. No, he's not. He's not weaponizing the DOJ at all. Not weaponizing them at all. He's simply going out and arresting illegal aliens. That is not weaponizing the DOJ. But the actual weaponization of the DOJ, when we saw it with Trump, the four different jurisdictional criminal indictments against Donald Trump, facing 900 years in prison, 41 felony counts, all the different things. You saw all of that, the raiding of Mar-a-Lago, the raiding of Giuliani, the raiding of Project Veritas, the arrest of Navarro, the conviction of Navarro, the arrest of Bannon, the conviction of Bannon. We saw that. That is a weaponized DOJ. And now we see the numbers behind it. Go to the next one for me. Nick Sorter video. Holy crap, Cash Patel just humiliated Eric Swallowswell. Play it for me.
You've been asked some questions.
I intro'd the wrong one. This is Mazie Hirono. Colin Rugg video. New Senator Mazie Hirono says FBI agents. Play for me.
You've been asked some questions about changes to your hiring standard, and including college degrees and possibly the age. But, you know, one question I had is... that you are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups, which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences. Are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work. The physical fitness standards of those agents
are being appropriately assessed. So are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
The reason I ask is that there are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Can anybody, Aaron and Willie, maybe, Will, you can help me maybe, because I know you had to do pull-ups in the Marine Corps. Is there a difference between a pull-up and a harsh pull-up?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because that Mike Zirano is talking about that these FBI agents have to do harsh pull-ups. What exactly is a harsh pull-up? And by the way, she's drunk.
Yeah,
that woman is drunk. And there she is on Capitol Hill, the senator out of Hawaii. She's drunk. You know, I think it may be time to get rid of the bar on Capitol Hill that you and I pay for. I think maybe it's time that they no longer have a bar. I mean, there's literally a bar underground or the sub-level of the Capitol. There's a bar there. I think it's time for that bar to be closed. Would everybody agree? Because Mazie Hirono is drunk. She can't even talk. And by the way, she contradicts every one of her beliefs about the equality of men and women. She says that women can't do what men can do, so they shouldn't be required to do so. Doesn't that blow up all of her ideologies on trans, on the equality of women physically with men? Doesn't that blow it all up? She just acknowledged publicly that women can't do what men can do, therefore they shouldn't be required to do so.
Right.
What an idiot. I mean, these people are so dumb. I can't believe anybody in Hawaii actually pulls the lever for Mazie Drunkard Hirono. I mean, what does she have, like Mai Tais right before she goes up there and talks about the difference between harsh pull-ups and pull-ups? I don't mean to default to this every time. A number of people that are watching right now is 1776. Man, that's
yeah,
so cool.
Baby.
So cool. But anyway. I don't mean to default to this every time, but I'm just curious on how any Christian or any conservative ever follows the marching orders of these absolute horses' rear ends, of these wretched, repulsive, disgusting, tiny-minded people like Mazie Hirono. What are you talking about, Tom? Well, 4 years ago, Maisie Arano told every Christian church to close down. They did. I will never understand it. How you have Maisie Arano wants to abort every last baby there is up to the moment that they're born or even after they're born. And then every Christian follows their orders when there's allegedly a pandemic in the air. Aaron, can you help me understand? Somebody help me understand. I will never understand how Swallows Well comes up and tells you. Aaron, side by side, since he's right there. That's our next video. How this idiot right here who bangs Russian spies. Chinese spies. Yeah. Probably Russian spies too, but yeah, Chinese spies. How it is that he bangs Chinese spies and then all the Christians put on a mask, close their churches and stand 6 feet apart and close their businesses while he's banging a woman that comes from the origin of the virus. I will never understand it. I honestly will never. It never even crossed my mind to close the church or put on a mask at the orders of idiots like this. But most of my compatriots did. Truly unreal. I mean, it really is. What pops into my mind is Ted Cruz right now. Ted Cruz is calling Tucker Carlson a liar because Tucker Carlson has text messages that says that Charlie Kirk did not like Benjamin Netanyahu, was very concerned about the direction of Israel, was pulling away from his support from Israel, has the text messages to prove it. And Ted Cruz says that it's a lie. Why? For the same reason that every Christian donned a mask and stood 6 feet apart and took their vaccinations. Because there's some sort of societal consequence if you don't. What will it be? Well, Ted Cruz likes his AIPAC money. He is probably every single member of the House and Senate has an AIPAC handler, with the exception of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie. Is everybody aware of that?
Yep.
Every last one of them, including Rand Paul. Everybody has an AIPAC handler. Oh, it doesn't matter, Aaron, because they're actually registered in the United States. They're not a foreign.
Oh.
They're not. You don't have to register as a foreign agent because they have their home office here, even though you are a foreign agent.
Well, then that's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what Saudis have to do. Just put your office here, call it the U.S. lobbying outfit. Yeah, they leave it up. We're the U.S. Saudi lobby.
China's doing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can just do that. I guess that's all that you have to do, right? Yeah. So, yeah, Ted Cruz right there. I mean, why is he coming out and calling Tucker a liar? Oh, well, because he's received $2 million from AIPAC.
I wonder how much Tucker's probably received. Yeah. Probably zero.
Yeah, I mean, well, who knows? I mean, no, Tucker's got some questionable past stuff, too.
Oh, yes.
I'm not a sycophant for anybody. I'm just saying, when Tucker actually has the text messages from Charlie Kirk, Ted, you don't. And all you ever do, and you're like, what do you have to do? It's because Ted Cruz is one of those. He bent over, he put a mask on, he put two masks on, he put an N95 mask on, he took his first vax, took his second vax, stayed home, was very dutiful, espoused everything that his political enemies told him to espouse. Why? There has to be some benefit for you. What is it? I'm not even saying financial, a lot of times just societal. Mm-hmm. So you don't get called name. Oh, God forbid you ever get called a name. I mean, welcome to my world. I live in the realm of being called names. I mean, these people are such panties. All right, go back to wherever we were. Let's go back to Swallows Well. Cash Patel just humiliated, Nick Sorter video, just humiliated Eric Swallow. Play for me.
Anyone that has been terminated at the FBI has been done so the question they failed again, to meet the muster and the constitutional obligation.
I will
obligation.
Work on the audio-visual capabilities.
I'm going to borrow your terminology and call bullshit on your entire career in Congress.
I'm reclaiming my time,
it has been
Director.
A disgrace to the American
Director,
people.
I'm reclaiming my time.
You can reclaim your time all you want.
Mr. Chairman, you're going to allow a witness to speak this way? Mr. Chairman, would you
recuse yourself, Director?
The gentleman has no time.
Mr. Chairman, would you admonish the witness not to insult members?
The gentleman has no time.
Mr. Chairman, just
committee will remember.
Quick point of order. Could the gentleman be extended an additional 20 seconds to complete his thoughts?
Why don't you try serving your constituency by focusing on reducing violent crime in this country and the number of pedophiles that are legally harbored in your sanctuary cities in California? I'll work with you on that.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
I belong to the gentleman from California.
Yeah, we were talking as we were watching this video, and Will was saying, you know what, I wouldn't want that job. He's talking about Jim Jordan as the chairman job, and I'm like, I would. You know, just give it. I would love it. Perch me up there. Give me a gavel. I'll just rain down hell on everyone. I mean, kaloom. And I got right now I'm a little raspy, but when my voice is 1,000%, I'm loud as balls, man. I mean, loud.
It's a very loud,
very loud voice without any effort. So yeah. I'm like, you know what? Just give. I'll take that gavel. I'll just rule. I'll rule and reign. You know, right? I mean, I would go get a big old monster gavel too. That had some bass on it. Oh, the whoomp on it. You know, wouldn't be ta 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 ta. No, the whoomp. I mean, bring it on. I love how they you have these rules on Capitol Hill, sir. I reclaim my time. Reclaim. I love. You know, here's the thing. I'm not a huge fan of Cash Patel. I'm not a huge fan. Maybe you can win me back. My heart is fickle. It's fickle. It can be won back. Maybe he will win it back. And yeah, he's got some great stats here. Okay, haven't been thrilled with him. Some of it's not his fault. Some of it is, whatever. He doesn't always answer questions. I don't like that. He's noticeably obfuscating questions at times. I don't like that. Learn how to do it better. But anyway, the rules up on Capitol. I reclaim my time. What? Screw you. You know, all you're doing, I'm going to do exactly what he did. Just call out Swalwell. And as he's reclaiming his time, so you can reclaim it all you want. You can reclaim it all you want and just keep on keeping on, because that's what they do to you. And then it was Raskin or some other member, Jamie Maskowitz, whatever his name is, chiming in. Sir, are you going to allow the witness to insult members of Congress? Well, first of all, who are you, member of Congress? You're not a ruler. You're not above anybody. You are elected Dubois. You are, anybody remember History of the World Part 1? Mel Brooks? You are our elected piss boys. You run around and you collect our urine. That's who you are. I mean, you have been elevated because the left have elevated themselves, and the right, being as cowardly as they are, follows the left's leadership. But you are our elected piss boys. You do what you're told to do by your constituency. Nothing else. Nothing more. Nothing less. You do what you're told to do. You are elected piss boy running around with a piss bucket. That's who you are. The witness, first of all, he's not a witness because this is not a criminal proceeding. Okay, he is there as the director of the FBI. He's not a witness, not witnessing to anything. He's not testifying. Okay, he is there because he decided he wanted to be there. He's not a witness. So they can just call him by his name, Mr. Patel or Director Patel. So if you're going to say, are you going to allow the witness? No, you're going to allow Mr. Patel or Director Patel to insult members of Congress? Heck yeah, because all the members of Congress ever do is insult us, right and left. Most of the left. And by the way, I'm a devout Republican. Devout. I've never voted, except with the exception of one sheriff's race, for anybody but a Republican ever. But I'm just saying that, what did you do here? There it is. You gotta watch. Please watch that section of History of the World Part 1. Oh, piss boy. He runs around. That's it right there. He's holding the piss bucket. But anyway, that right there, Mel Brooks in his little, old school, what do you call those uniforms from back in those outfits?
I don't even know.
Whatever that time frame is. But anyway.
Like medieval.
Yeah, like sort of medieval. But anyway. You know, like Revolutionary War times, whatever, French Revolution. Yeah. But anyway, that's what they are. Always keep that picture, because that is who Jamie Raskin is. There's our piss boy right there. Here's the thing. I'm not going to be purposely rude to anybody. But the thing is, I'm not going to honor people either. And they always have the name honorable this and honorable that in front of them. How is Jamie Raskin, who's simply a lie, who lies for a living and then lies about his lies, how is he honorable in any way, shape, or form? Not to mention swallows well.
Yeah.
How are they honorable in any way, shape, or form? And how Cash Patel treated Swalwell is exactly how Swalwell deserves to be treated and should be treated. Let's go to the next one. Here is Jamie Raskin from the Patriot Oasis. Play it for me.
2005, because of the non-prosecution agreements and the court orders on the investigations and search warrants, we were not able to develop new information. And oh, by the way, Jeffrey Epstein was out for 12 years, and the Obama and Biden administration did nothing to look at his work, his pedophile network. If you want to blame me, that's fine. But now you're blaming the men and women who conducted this great search.
Stop that. I'm not blaming anybody other than you. You're not keeping your word. You said that you would release all of the materials under your direct control.
Has anyone released more information on Epstein than I have? Has anyone?
Much
did
more.
Did Comey? Did Ray?
Much
did
more.
They?
Much more has come out in the days since the American people and Congress have been demanding it, but it's coming out in dribs and drabs. Why don't you just release the entire file as you promised to do?
I literally just told you there are multiple federal court orders. I'm not going to break the law to satisfy your curiosity. You didn't join us when we filed court to release the court orders. You could have. You have lawyers. You could have shown up. You didn't do that.
That's a tiny fraction of the material we're talking about.
That is not.
It is a tiny fraction.
How do you know that? Have you seen everything?
It's all misdirected.
How do you know
the time
that?
Of the gentleman has expired. The gentleman from California.
I mean, imagine the audacity of people. I mean, imagine, again, Jamie Raskin, who lies for a living, who is a lie and lies about his lies. That's who this person is. And then goes home and acts, I guess, like a moral man in front of his wife and maybe some kids, whatever. I mean, it's amazing how you could, I wonder, because the wife knows that she's married to a liar who is a lie, lies about his lies. She knows that. How do you ever, like, be intimate with someone like that? How do you even kiss them on the cheek? I mean, they're freaking disgusting human beings. Repulsive, disgusting human beings. I mean, like, I look at Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz, obviously, I'm picking on a lot. But Ted Cruz, I wouldn't say, is a lie who lies and lies about his lies. I wouldn't say that. I think he's weak and bent over half the time, which is repulsive enough. However, I'm just saying, like, when you, all you are, whether you're a Dan Goldman or, you know, a Eric Swallows Well or a Jamie Raskin, all you do is lie. And you know you're a liar who then lies about the lies you've already told. You know that's who you are. And you have pride about yourself. And you think of yourself as a good person because all your lies are going to end up resulting in good results. What? Now, we all, the two people that attend the church here, Will and Aaron, if you plant lies into the ground, what will you get?
Lies.
That's it. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. You, Galatians 6:7. If you plant lies into the ground to reap a harvest of righteousness, will that ever work? No. They think, you know, we're going to plant lies. We're going to lie so much, and our lies will kill the right that will then eventually turn into a worldwide globalist utopia. No, all you will get is evil because that's all you've put into the ground. You'll end up being killed by the people you want to live in a utopia with because that's what you sowed into the ground. It's really simple because he's also a murderer who wants, I don't know, 40 million people butchered in the womb per year. That's who Jamie Raskin is. And by the way, again, great point by Cash Patel. So where was Jamie Raskin for the last 12 freaking years? Where was he? I mean, we know that Donald Trump took office this year, January 20th, 2025, right? So where was Jamie in all of 2024, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, and even before that? So for the last 12 years, since anybody's even been talking about the Epstein files, Jamie Raskin has never said a word because he's of his AIPAC handlers and Jeffrey Epstein himself being a Mossad agent.
Yep.
So he never said a word until it was politically beneficial to do so. And Jeffrey Epstein was safely planted in the ground by Bill Barr, whose daddy introduced Epstein to Bear Stearns. It's all coincidence, though.
Of course.
I mean, it is. I mean, he was handled by Ghislaine Maxwell, and Maxwell's father was a Mossad agent, and so was Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean,
no.
But Jamie Raskin never says anything until it's safe to do so. Yep. And now suddenly, he thinks it's politically beneficial. I mean, imagine, I mean, you and I could never pull this off. The 1728 that are watching this show right now, you and I, Aaron and Will, we couldn't pull it off. If we never said a word about Jeffrey Epstein for two decades, basically, never said a word, and now Donald Trump's in office, and we go, you know what, it could be politically beneficial for us to say something now by saying that he's trying to cover it up. I'm going to say something now. We could never pull that off because we wouldn't want to appear to be at a galactic level of disingenuousness and dishonesty and having no version, no even essence of human dignity at all or integrity. That would bother you and I because you and I have a soul and a conscience. These people, nothing. He knows he never said a word until Trump comes in office. Now suddenly he wants it released. And the reason why he wants it released is because he's received word from Barack Obama, from James Comey, as Patel said, well, who's released more than me? And that's Raskin. Sometimes it's really good because the eyes of the window of the soul, you can actually really see it land on somebody. Because when Patel said to Jamie Raskin, who released more? than me? Did Comey release more than me? Did Mueller release? He didn't use Mueller, but I will. Mueller released more than me? Did Christopher Wray release more? No, not at all. No. He's released more than all of them combined. And Raskin knows that. Why didn't he complain that Christopher Wray released nothing? That James Comey released nothing, but yet he's complaining that Cash Patel has only released a certain amount. And everybody knows, if you watch this podcast, where I stand on this. I believe he should release it all. Every last bit of it. I stand with Thomas Massie on this, 100%. Okay, wasn't real thrilled about Thomas Massie's response to the rhetoric, the both sides rhetoric issue that was going on. We need to cool the rhetoric on both sides. That Thomas Massie came out and espoused that. What are you doing? Oh, gosh. I mean, you just piss. We're talking about a piss boy. You're going to piss away all of your credibility with one statement, Thomas? I love you, man. I defend you, man. And you're one of the only two people out of the 535 on Capitol Hill that doesn't receive any AIPAC money and doesn't have an assigned AIPAC handler. And then you piss away your credibility. Do we need to chill the rhetoric on both sides? Come on, Thomas.
Yeah.
And he specifically said Trump had to. But anyway, you saw the look on Raskin's face when Patel said, who's released more than me? Your boy, Ray? Your boy, Comey? No, because you didn't care then because it wasn't politically beneficial for you. As a matter of fact, it would have been politically detrimental because we all know Raskin's ties to Israel and that Israel is his primary country. And Jeffrey Epstein was obviously a Mossad agent. And now listen, Patel, I mean, the stuff he's saying right now is not good. Not good. You have to, be married to the truth. You have to be committed to the truth, not a political party or a political agenda or a political portrait. You don't get married to that. You just espouse and seek what is actually true. Not afraid to ask any question. Not afraid to ask a question because that might blow up my agenda or my portrait or my narrative. No, you have to seek the truth. Well, if I find out the truth, it could hurt Trump. Still seek the truth. I could find out it could hurt Democrats. Still seek the truth. It could hurt Republicans. Still seek the truth. Could hurt the intelligence. Still seek the truth. That's what you do.
Yep.
You're going to be judged by it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21:27. You're going to have to be truthful. So you might as well be truthful now and go after the truth, right? If you're a jerk, then you're a jerk. Say I'm a jerk and repent of it. Aaron, go.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to be on the side of like exposing lies anyways? Like, it doesn't matter who the liar is. If it's the Democrats or the Republicans lying, wouldn't you want to be the one exposing lies?
Well, yeah, but you might go to jail. So a lot of them don't want to, want to go to jail. They might not want their friends to go to jail. And they might not want to lose their AIPAC money. They might not want to lose their other political contribution money. They may not want that either. Speaking of somebody who never cared about Epstein until now, for some unknown reason, here is Congresswoman Jayapal, Greg Price video, has a full-on nervous breakdown. Play it for me.
Not. You can't
victims
even say.
Credibly came forward, and you know what happened? President Trump authorized the indictments
President
of Jeffrey
Trump
Epstein.
Called them
not Biden,
a hoax.
Not Obama.
President Trump
no one
called
else.
The entire thing a Democratic hoax. So I would like to ask
the gentlelady's time has expired. I gave her the additional 45 seconds she requested. The gentlelady yields back. The gentleman
Mr.
from New
Chairman,
Jersey is recognized
like
for his 5 minutes.
If you would
minutes.
Meet with the women who were sexually abused and raped and groomed at the ages
the
of 14 and 16 years old, are you going to cover up?
No,
are you going to continue
I'm
to
recognize
cover
the gentleman
up for
from
the
New
rich
Jersey for
and
his
powerful
minutes.
Men, including those that might be on this
well,
committee?
I can yell too, Mr. Chairman, but I don't want
to
yell above this.
The time belongs to the gentleman from New Jersey. I appreciate the gentlelady yielding back.
Are you going to allow them to testify, Mr. Patel?
Go ahead.
Will you allow them to testify to you,
Mr.
Patel?
Mr. Patel, thank you for being here. I know it's been in.
Oh, so where was all this outrage 1 year ago? That all the victims were there. Jayapal, where was all this outrage? Are you going to allow them to testify? The full outrage, the fake outrage. Are you going to? And they sound literally like a chicken who's being raped. Literally 1 year ago, the same victims were there.
Yep.
Pramila, Jayapal, they were right there. Why didn't you care then under the Biden administration? Why didn't you care then? Oh, because that would have hurt your own political ideology, your own political agenda, your own political narrative. So you didn't care then, but now suddenly you care. Donald Trump called it all a hoax. Well, because the file that's been kept But for the last 12 years, it's been primarily under Democrats who have changed the entire file and deleted anything that could hurt Democrats. I mean, do we honestly trust? That's why people are always like, release the JFK file. Do you really believe the JFK file exists? I mean, why would it exist? Why would people keep notes of what would incriminate them when they have access to the notes? And I mean that both digitally and hard copy. Why would you ever keep it?
Kind of like texts.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, like text with the murders. Like, I'm going to just outline how I murdered a person using language of a 74-year-old man. But anyway, 74-year-old cop, actually. But yeah, anyway, right. I digress. Way to throw me off, Aaron. But sorry. Anyway, just throw me off. But you know, again, where was all this outrage? You had access to all of this. All right. You didn't want it then. Why do you want it now? Imagine just having this level of audacity. You know you didn't care about it. 9 months, literally 9 months ago, you didn't care about it. Jayal Paul never mentioned a word about it in her entire congressional career. As Marsha Blackburn and numerous other Republicans were asking for the release, where was Jayal Paul? Where was Tricky Dicky Little Durbin? Where were they? I mean, numerous times, Marsha Blackburn petitioned for Tricky Dicky Little Durbin to release the Epstein flight logs. How's that looking, Aaron? Epstein flight log.
Oh, not out.
Still not out. Yep. Okay, good. Because that's got nothing to do with the Epstein files. This simply is an actual FAA flight log that shows everybody who was on his plane. Everybody.
Yeah.
And that's still not been released, even by the Trump administration. I mean, I just don't know why.
Yeah.
Because to a degree, Donald Trump is covering something up. And it has got nothing to do with him. He, in my opinion, was actually an undercover agent for the FBI and prosecuting. Not formally so, but in prosecuting. Jeffrey Epstein. He's the only one who cooperated without an attorney. No attorney. He said, I'll tell you whatever you want. Tell me. He's the only witness. That's according to an FBI agent who was investigating it. He's the only one. Or a district attorney. Can't remember which. Who testified to it. It may have been a district attorney out of West Palm. But anyway. So it's got nothing to do with Donald Trump's crime. It has to do probably with Israel. It has to do with the merging of Mossad, the CIA, MI6, and French intelligence. And they used Jeffrey Epstein to honeypot various targets. And now you have Kash Patel saying publicly that there is no proof that Jeffrey Epstein set up any of these women with other men, that he simply procured them for himself. I want to punch myself in the face right now.
Yeah.
That's really what you're going to testify to? And somebody, I don't know if it's Susie Wiles, I don't know if it's Trump himself, who is telling him to say this? You have Virginia Dufresne in a picture with Prince Andrew and massaging Billy Clinton.
Yep.
And he only procured these women for himself? Then what were all the other guys doing on the Lolita Express and in the hot tubs on Epstein Island? And why? So Kash Patel is now saying that all of these women who claim to have been victimized by numerous men, being raped up to 10 times a day or a week, are all lying? Come on, Trump administration. This is my problem with it. And who are you protecting? Your own intel, which is merged with Mossad, French intel, and the MI6. That's why. And what's their argument? It would be damaging to the country. You know what? All that is camouflage for it will be damaging to me.
Yeah.
The person who's saying that, whether it's Fauci, whether it's Francis Collins, whether it's Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or any leftist or weak-kneed Republican, it'll be damaging to the country or to the national security of our country. No, it'll be damaging to your financial security. It'll be damaging to your freedom, potentially. It'll be damaging to your bank account. It'll be damaging to your reputation. None of those things have anything to do with national security. We don't need Anthony Fauci's emails redacted for national security purposes. They aren't redacted for those purposes. They're redacted for his reputational purposes. But I digress once again. So I just wonder, where is all this outrage? Here's another one. Townhall.com. FBI Director Kash Patel just destroyed a Dem who said America is less safe under his FBI. Play for me.
That's simply not true. If we were not able to do two things at one time, how would we be seizing record amounts of fentanyl? 23,000 violent felons have been arrested.
I'm along to the gentlelady.
More than twice as many as last year.
I'm along to the gentlelady from Georgia.
Thank you very much. And this request basically is
It is an article from Reuters which quotes law enforcement officers familiar with agents who once covered child exploitation cases but now focus on immigration child exclusive. Thousands of agents diverted to Trump immigration track down. Mr. Patel, in the short time I have left, your tenure as director of FBI has been somewhat problematic. Americans are left safe, left definitely less less safe under your watch. You have gutted the FBI's ability to keep safe from domestic terrorism. You have sent FBI agents to conduct traffic stops and round up hardworking immigrants who pose no danger to public safety. People even President Trump referred to as good longtime workers. Your job is to protect and serve the American public.
Time to the gentlelady.
You spent your time protecting heinous individuals and using the FBI to serve as a political circuit. You at times have appeared unequipped.
Time
this
the gentlelady
country deserves
has expired.
Better, and I yield.
Gentlelady yields
May
back.
May I respond?
Sure can.
Simply put, what is it? Are we failing? If we're failing, how are we arresting 23,000 violent felons, twice as many as this time last year? Are we failing? Because if we're failing, how are we seizing 1,500 kilograms of meth, 25% increase from last year? Are we failing? Because we captured four top 10 FBI most wanted from around the world in 7 months. That's more than the entirety of the last administration. Are we failing? Because we put 1,500 child predators in prison. Are we failing? Because we dismantled 300 human trafficking networks. Which is it? You don't like me, that's fine. But don't you dare disparage the men and women of the FBI that are producing record results in historic fashion to protect this country. They are kicking ass for America, and they're going to continue to do so.
That's the side of Cash Patel I love. Right there. And look at those numbers. We are failing, he says. How is it that we arrested 23,000 violent felons up to, Aaron, what's the date today? September 17th?
17th.
To September, I think yesterday. I think it was yesterday's hearing. Maybe it was today. But we'll say today. So under the Biden administration, from January 1st to September 17th of 2024, the entire FBI, and I can't remember how many agents there are, had arrested 11,500 violent felons last year, 2024. Aaron's typing away. He's finding it for me. So how many FBI agents are there? So I'm just wondering, who's working? 11,000 countrywide is what you arrested? I mean, I think like probably L.A. has more than that. What are you doing all day as an FBI agent? Oh, right, you're chasing down pro-life activists and J6 offenders, J6 protesters. But anyway, 11,500 last year, 23,000 this year. And this woman has the audacity to say that he's failing. They seized 1,500 grams of methamphetamine, 25% increase from last year. Captured four top 10 FBI. Yeah, leave that up for me here. Four top 10 FBI most wanted from around the world in 7 months. And here's the thing. How many did Biden get in 4 years? So they've gotten four this year. They've arrested four out of the top 10 most wanted around the globe. How many did Biden arrest off of that same list in 4 years? Zero. Zero. Patel, four. Four in 7 months. 4 years under Biden, zero. And this woman says that we're left safe. They put 1,500 child predators in prison, dismantled 300 human trafficking networks. Let me see how many human trafficking networks were dismantled under the Biden administration. That'd be none. They actually created human trafficking networks. As of September 2025, the FBI employs approximately 13,000 special agents, total workforce around 37,000. So you have 13,000 agents, so each one of them makes less than one felony arrest.
Oof.
For a violent offender? Well, that's a really hard-working agency right there, isn't it? Because they're busy. They're all going around looking for MAGA hats and pro-life supporters. That's what they're all looking for. I guess that's all they care about. Is being the brown shirts for the Democratic Party because they certainly weren't doing nothing in 2024. Now they're actually having to work for a living. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the border for two slides. Dapper detective video, new details. Trump deported. Now, this woman said here, this Miss McBath from Georgia, the Congresswoman McBath from Georgia, she says that Cash Patel is out arresting these hardworking, innocent immigrants. Well, here's one for you. New details. Trump deported Ludwig Garayas Entereno, an illegal alien from Guatemala, in 2017 and 19. Biden let him back in Sanctuary, Connecticut, harbored him. August 9th is what he did, Aaron. It's nothing big. August 9th, he used a box cutter and abducted and raped a female out jogging in Texas. And this is one of those innocent, hardworking migrants that Congresswoman Macbeth is so very concerned about being deported. Play for me.
Police say has assaulted people before. Police now have 34-year-old Ludvi Carias Interiano in custody. He is an undocumented immigrant from Guatemala. Police believe he was in Fort Hale Park the morning of August 9th with a box cutter. He threatened a woman jogging in the park with that box cutter and sexually assaulted her. That woman not only came forward to police, but worked with an FBI sketch artist to come up with a very accurate drawing. Police were also able to get DNA of the suspect. That was big because it turns out this suspect was already in the system.
State lab was able to identify a DNA profile, which was compared with a national database, leading to an unsolved sex assault in Plano, Texas. Detectives in that case were able to develop a suspect.
So it took a month of investigating, but yesterday police went to the suspect's West Haven home and arrested him. He will be arraigned today on charges of first-degree aggravated sex assault and first-degree unlawful restraint. His bail right now is set at $750,000, but the chief saying because of his undocumented immigration status, even if he were to come up with that money, he still would not be allowed out of custody.
So what does it mean to be a Democrat in 2025? What it means to be a Democrat in 2025 is you assassinate your political opponents. We have that, and then you dance about it and celebrate it. We have that, and then you want to keep this guy in the country, Ludvi Carias Interiano. You want to keep him in the country because this is who built the country. You know, that's what you have to say as a Democrat. To qualify as a member of the Democratic Party, you've got to say, you know what, this guy built the country. Yeah. These are the salt and light of the country. These are the salt of the earth people right here. These who built the country, got to keep them in the country. These are the hardworking immigrants who use box cutters to rape women in Texas. That's it. Let's go to the next one. RNC research video. Democrat Rep. Chai Garcia, an ICE officer, killed one of my constituents. Play for me.
As we saw last week, when an ICE officer killed one of my constituents. And I know that the FBI has been involved in that investigation.
Okay, now this is what gets Charlie Kirk killed. When you allege that ICE killed one of your constituents and you're going around calling Charlie Kirk a Nazi, calling Charlie Kirk a fascist, calling Trump a fascist, calling J.D. Vance a fascist, everything else, every right-winger a fascist, this is what gets right-wingers killed. And there are no left-wingers being killed. None. Now, who was this? And by the way, let me just reiterate that. None. Can't name one. What left-winger's been killed? None. You have the congresswoman that was killed, but not by a right-winger. Lance Volter is not a right-winger. But anyway, out of Minnesota. But his constituent, that Congressman Chai Garcia, his constituent, was a criminal illegal alien who Aaron rightly denoted, you can't be a constituent when you're not a citizen. Not constituent, not citizen. Not citizen, not constituent.
It's very simple.
Yeah, life is so easy. I mean, it really is.
It's very simple.
You never turn from your sin, you're going to burn in hell. There you go. Life's easy.
That's it.
Nothing to worry. I mean,
that's the show.
There you go. Show done. Okay. His constituent, RNC Research, by the way, was a criminal alien who fled arrest and hit and dragged an ICE agent agent with his car, forcing the ICE agent to protect his life. So while he was running over an ICE agent, the ICE agent, while he was being run over, shot him. And that is framed as an ICE by Congressman Garcia as ICE killing one of his constituents. It's repulsive. Aaron just said disgusting. It is repulsive, and that's what causes right-wingers to be killed by left-wingers. Let me just reiterate this to you. From the glorious ADL run by Jonathan Greenblatt, the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, because they're the ones that have come up with all this data that you're hearing quoted on CNN, MSNBC, and all the other lame stream Goebbels media. Where they use 76% of all political crimes and politically related crime is perpetrated by the right. Well, the problem is they're using the ADL study, and the ADL study attributes all BLM violence, all Antifa rioting violence. Remember Chaz, whatever it was called?
Chaz Chop.
Chaz Chop, remember that in Seattle or Portland, whichever it was? That was attributed. All of those are attributed. Chaz Chop, Antifa, Black Lives Matters are all attributed to the right wing. That's read it. Google it right now. If you're a left-wing moron, you're watching this podcast right now, Google it, because you're going to continue to espouse this. And you see, I saw it today with Abby Phillips on CNN. She's espousing. I don't know if I'll get to it or not in my list here. But anyway, I think I might actually. I'm going Dems next. But anyway, they espouse it. But the problem is that that's the study that they're using as a reference. The study that attributes right-wing as right-wing violence, all Antifa, BLM, Chaz Chop, the looting of all the Apple stores and all of the Nike stores by Antifa and BLM, that's all the rioting around George Floyd was attributed in the ADL study to right-wing violence. The burning down...
by black liberals.
Yeah, by black liberals and white liberals with black hoods on. Yeah. That is all attributed to the right wing. So when I say that we do nothing, we don't. I mean, statistically speaking, there is nothing.
No.
Find me one slide. Send it to me. I'm on Twitter. You can send me your stuff. I've used an occasional thing that I've seen. But I'm like, send it to me. Send me where a right winger has actually conducted any act of violence. Show it to me. There's none.
No.
There's absolutely none. All right, let's go to my Democratic Party section of the show tonight. Adam Hughes video, Islamification. Residents of Dearborn, Michigan, were told by the city's Islamic mayor they are no longer welcome. See, this is why I don't see a Jew under every evil stone. Okay, I'm just balanced. If it was Israeli, if it was Israeli connected, then it was. If it wasn't, it wasn't. I'm not going to be afraid to say that it was when it was because of the political ramifications.
Right.
You just simply follow where the breadcrumbs of truth lead you. Because here is another massive evil. It has nothing to do with Israel. As a matter of fact, Israel fights these people. But Israel also fights Christians.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But it's the nature of humanity. It's the nature of fallen humanity. We are all riddled with faults. That's why you do not follow people unequivocally. You follow Jesus. You follow the Bible unequivocally. That's the message on Sunday, just so you know, if you want to watch on Sunday morning. All right. Adam Hughes video, Islamification. Residents of Dearborn, Michigan were told by the city's Islamic mayor they are no longer welcome in the city. Play for me.
I mean, Hezbollah, bombed the embassy in Beirut, and including many Americans. So I just feel that's quite inappropriate.
You are an Islamophobe. And although you live here, I want you to know as mayor, you are not welcome here. And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of the city, because you are not somebody who believes in coexistence.
So this just run-of-the-mill, everyday Dearborn, Michigan resident properly espouses the atrocities of various Islamic militant groups, of which Will had to fight in Iraq, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, or whichever one that he named, I can't remember which. But anyway, so he properly identifies atrocities committed by Islamists, and the mayor of the city calls him Islamophobic for properly and historically documenting what Islamists have done. And he's called Islamophobic, and the actual mayor, this real mature human being, says that when you are removed or no longer living in the city, I'm going to throw a parade to celebrate that. It's a big deal. Yeah. Like, listen, you have the right to participate in any religion you want in the United States, and that is, people fought and died for that right. And by the way, I agree with it. I don't want to force anybody to be a Christian. If I force you to be a Christian, you're not saved anyway.
Exactly.
So why force you? But anyway, so I want people to be able to say what they want to say, worship how they want to worship, do what they want to do. But the problem with Islam, with the Muslim faith, is that there's certain tenets of the faith. I'll bring in the slide. Tenets of the faith. One of the big tenets of the faith, this also is part of the Jewish faith, is that you can lie to people until you're in control, and then the moment that you're in control, then tell them the truth and turn on them.
Yep.
All right, and that's part of Islam, is they come in and they act like they're your friend. They tell you to join sides with them. They tell you to ally with them to defeat Islamophobia, to defeat prejudice against Islam, and then you help them, and The moment you do, and then you usher in Sharia law, believing that they'll live by Sharia and you won't, you'll be able to be free of Sharia because you're the helper.
Yeah.
Then they turn Sharia law on you and say, you renounce your Catholic faith or we're going to cut your freaking head off. Now, you were my friend 10 minutes ago. Yeah, that's we're allowed to do that under our Quran. Same thing when you're doing with the Talmud.
Yep.
Talmud's the same way. They did that when they took over the modern day Israel. They actually had Israelis living with people, living in their homes. And these were Islamic people and they were all together. And you're like, you know, we're doing this together. We're going to help form this new country and everything else. And then the Israelis took their homes that they were living in. And these were people they were friends with for 5-6 years.
Yep.
And living in their homes. That's a fact, by the way. I mean, listen, you're like, Tom, you can't say that. You're Judeo-Christian. I'm not Judeo-Christian. I'm Christian.
Amen.
Christian only. That's it. The New Testament takes over the old. The old sets up the new and better covenant. I don't want to live under both. I live under one. I'm a Christian. And by the way, we are the New Jerusalem.
Yep.
We are who's supposed to. If you bless us, you're blessed. If you curse us, you're cursed. You ever notice that's what happens? Look at the people shriveling up right now taking those freaking vaccines that you and I spoke out against. I mean, look at some of these people. I mean, I'm telling you right now. You see, Stephen King's walking down the road the other day. Ugh. He's 2 years younger than Donald Trump and looks 74 years older than Donald Trump. And he talks about Donald Trump is not capable of serving because of his age. Just look at a video of Stephen King sometime. All right, look at this one. Paul A. Cipolla video. Here is, and this Rep. Nancy Mace was recently confronted by Brutus J6 perjurer Michael Fanone. Side by side for me real quick, just so everybody, giving us some context. Just like Michael Fanone has obviously been taking steroids and working out. He certainly didn't look like this, and you can't put on that amount of muscle in that amount of time. But anyway, standing with gay boy Don Lemon, as Tucker Carlson calls him. But anyway, Don Lemon has been reduced to driving around in a van with a microphone. That's what he does. He drives around like a pedo in a van with a microphone.
It is weird.
Yeah, that's what he does. And he gloms on to these people. Now, Michael Fanone's lost all of his platform and everything else. He's a perjurious liar. Michael Fanone has caused people to languish in prison due to his false testimony, causing sentence enhancements, which I don't have time to get into right now. That's who Michael Fanone is. That's Michael Fanone goes to bed and sleeps like a baby every night, knowing that he causes and has caused people to languish in prison because of his false testimony about his injuries. And there's no video at all of him ever being injured, but he claims to this day that he was injured. And we have all the video that covers pretty much all that Michael Fanone did, all that Harry Gunnell did, all that Aquino Gunnell did. We have all the video, and they're all just a bunch of perjurious liars who were never injured. Harry Dunn did nothing. Michael Fanone did nothing but burst into tears and get escorted out by J6 protesters who helped him leave. That's all that ever happened to this bonehead. Ah, I'm dying. I'm dying. Okay, we'll help you out, crybaby. That's all that happened to Fanone. They went out and worked out for a while and took steroids. That's all Michael Fanone's ever done. Now he's reduced to walking up to female members of Congress and basically physically intimidating them. Play for me.
We can go toe to toe.
You guys want to kill me?
I don't.
Listen. Kill me.
You say left. You say yes, you. Do. But I'm not. I'm not a Democrat.
Yeah.
I'm not a member of the left. I voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Mm-hmm. I supported Donald Trump.
You're yelling like you're screaming at me.
But he's okay. He's upset. Okay. He's upset. Yeah. But he's not a violent person.
You're asking me to tone down rhetoric as you yell at me.
All right.
I mean, come on.
We can spend all day long. But let's talk about this now.
But I'm happy to come down after and talk. But I got to go. I have 3 votes I got to go do.
Can I ask you something? And I don't mean it in that. Let me ask you something. Yes. Yeah. Are you?
So that's what you get reduced to as a leftist right there. I mean, both of them perjurious liars, whether it's Don Lemon lying about everything with COVID and everything else he's ever espoused are all lies. And then you have Fanone, which I've already gotten into. So anyway, that's what he's been reduced to. All right, so Red Wave press video, Brianna Lemon. I think it's easy for people who are not, we're going to CNN now, people who are not a conservative. This is Abby Phillips versus Brianna Lemon and Abby Phillips lies at the end. And Abby Phillips cites the very study that I was speaking about earlier from the ADL. Play for me.
I think it's easy for people who are not a conservative. And I know not everybody at this table is a conservative. But Charlie Kirk was murdered because he talked about God, family, country. Those are views that people like Scott and I hold dearly. If Charlie Kirk, a private citizen, can be targeted for those views, it makes us all feel like we have a target on our back. So it's easy for people who have constant security, who are in high places and don't think they're ever going to be targeted, to speak like this. But to the average conservative like myself, this is a scary time because one of our own was taken out. And I think what people have to realize about left-wing violence is it's not some made-up fantasy. There are three court cases going on today for assassinations: Luigi Mangione, Ryan Ruth, and Tyler Robinson. What do all three have in common?
I mean, I mean,
there
are lots of political trials
for violence.
They're all left wing.
Yes, hold on a second.
Obviously, we went through. I mean, look, I actually think this whole debate of there's right wing, there's left wing. We should all say, I don't know why it's so complicated to say political violence of any kind is wrong.
Of course.
But we have obviously had massive levels of political violence on the right. There's actually a Department of Justice actually suppressed an article about it.
Yeah, there's a DOJ deleted a study showing that domestic terrorists are most often right wing. And here's what that study said. Since 1990, far right extremists have committed far more ideologically motivated homicides than far left or radical Islamist extremists, including 227 events that took more than 520 lives. In the same period, far left extremists committed 42 ideologically motivated attacks that took 78 lives. Now, what you're saying about those three cases is important and relevant, that those things happened, but I think we need to not confuse the most recent for the most common. And
so you have Abby Phillips citing one of the other studies, not the ADL study, but the NIJ study, National Institute of Justice. Now, what's the National? That sounds so great, doesn't it, Will?
Mm-hmm.
National Institute of Justice. Oh, it's the Democratic Party NGO. Fully staffed by Democrats, Democratic attorneys, all making millions of dollars to disseminate. They're all making millions of dollars to disseminate $20 bills.
And we pay for it?
Yeah, of course, you pay for all of it. That's why we're $37 trillion in debt, so that we can have a National Institute of Justice. There it is. That's why. So we can have an app. I'm dead to the wall serious, because an institution like this will receive, let's just say, $5 billion, and they're supposed to provide maybe some free lawyers. And out of the $5 billion that they get, they spend all $5 billion hiring themselves and then spend $1. They give a $1 donation to some sort of lawyer benevolence fund.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens. And that's why we have this right there. All right, so back to me. Otherwise, I'll keep staring at that thing. But anyway, so this is the NIJ study, and it does the exact same thing the ADL study does. And you have Abby Phillips saying 76% of political crimes or crimes against the government were committed by right-wingers. That's because in the study, every political crime and every government crime against the government is attributed to right-wingers, no matter who did it, no matter who did it. It's automatically attributed to right-wingers. So every Antifa riot, every BLM riot, Chaz, Chop, everything, every looted store, Minneapolis burned into the ground, all of it is attributed to right-wingers. So that Abby Phillips can say that everything Antifa did was right-wingers. BLM, this is all a fact, by the way. Pull up the NIJ study. Pull it up. It's exactly what they did. They attribute all left-wing violence to right-wingers so that Abby Phillips can say that right-wingers commit most political violence, which we don't. And again, Aaron brought up a very valid point. They use the word all as camouflage or as a deflection. Mm-hmm. Can't we just say that all political violence is bad so that they don't have to specify who's committing the political violence, which is all left-wingers every single freaking time?
Yep.
Every time. Where's the right-wingers? 7 out of the last 10 mass shooters are unequivocally trans, and the other 3 are non-binary. So what are they talking about? Can't we just say all? No, I'm not going to say all violence is bad to cover up for the specific facts that the left are the only ones committing mass shootings and assassination attempts. Who has committed assassination attempts? Oh, well, Lance Bolter. They'll always throw out Lance Bolter. That right there is just a red herring they threw at everybody, just a false flag. They're just going to label Lance Bolter in Minneapolis, who's left his wife, is living with a fat man, and had No King's Protest pamphlets in his car, and was appointed by Tim Walz as a Republican, just like they tried to do with Tyler Robinson, because he was raised in a Mormon family. They called him a right winger for the first 3 days post Charlie Kirk assassination until they found out that he was living with and having sex with his butt plug furry boyfriend. that's you find that guy at a Trump rally. The guy is having sex with another man, fully penised, with a butt plug and dresses up as raccoons. Lies. I love this video right here, community notes video. It's always fun watching liberals lose to facts. Play it for me.
Because we killed millions of people and caused significant amounts of suffering.
Actually,
it was human suffering.
Most of what killed Native Americans was not genocide, it was disease.
The Trail of Tears killed millions of people.
Okay, the Trail of Tears didn't kill millions of people.
Yes, it did.
How many millions do you think died in the Trail of Tears?
Let's Google it.
Google it.
All right.
How many millions died at the Trail of Tears?
It says an estimated 4,000 out of 16,000 Cherokee people, forced to relocate. Let me see deaths.
How many millions?
It says estimate that 6,000 men, women, and children die on the 1,200-mile march called the Trail of Tears,
uh-huh.
Cherokee.
Okay.
So is 6,000 anywhere close to millions?
So let's just look and call millions. It
typical debate with a leftist. You can go back to COVID and everything else. Their numbers are always completely A, wrong, B, fraudulent, purposely wrong. All right, 10-12, that's good. Rumble Rants tonight, Nate Dad won $50. Hefner, $25. Nude Monk, $20. Jules, 21 hours, $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Listen, stick around for the post game. It is awesome. You'll love it. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.